From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Tuesday said people coming from seven nations currently under a temporary U.S. travel ban may be there indefinitely.
I'd be less than honest if I told you that some of those countries that are currently on the list may not be taken off the list anytime soon. They're countries that are in various states of collapse, as an example. But ultimately, we'd like to see all those countries taken off the list.
He said other countries could be added to the list if it's determined they could tighten up procedures to ensure secure vetting. President Donald Trump's executive order suspends entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer continued to defend the order as a way to protect Americans from potential terrorist attack.
We don't have the information that is necessarily required to make an accurate determination at the time of entry into our country. So we are going to make sure that because that country doesn't have maybe either the systems in place or in some cases the willingness to provide us the information necessary to ensure that the people that are coming into this country are properly vetted.
Meanwhile, hundreds of State Department officials have reportedly signed an internal dissent memo protesting the travel ban. Spicer said they should get with the program or they can go. Morocco officially rejoined the African Union Tuesday after a 33-year separation, quitting over the admission of Western Sahara in 1984. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, was cheered as he took his seat for the first time at an AU summit in Ethiopia. The king said, "Africa is my home, and I'm coming back home." This is VOA News.